Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. Welcome to the Violet Fog As I Know It podcast. I hope that you are having a great week. I will say I've been feeling really energetic, which is super nice. I feel like a lot of my activities and things that I do to try and get here are finally paying off. I mean, they've been paying off for a long time, but I really feel like this week has just been incredible energy-wise for me. That said, I've also been like a little bit overwhelmed with work stuff just because we have our new launch with the potions. The brain blend is coming out soon, and that is a freaking amazing blend, by the way. You feel so like zippy after and just intense focus. It's awesome. But you know, with that launch and just there's just been so many changes in the back end with potions, just things that like need to get done. I've definitely been feeling a little bit overwhelmed, but that's okay. I got it. It's interesting because today we're actually going to be talking about career changes, like a, you know, either a 180 or a soft change, or just like, let's say you're in this one arena of life when it comes to career and you want to be in another one. This isn't like, it is some advice, but it's also just really pulled from my own experience. I feel like I have transitioned so many times, like since I graduated college, I've done like online sales and like making sure students are good at this online college school. I did such a crap job of explaining that just now. I'm really sorry. I worked at an online college and I did sales and I made sure that students like got in all their financial aid and like had a good first month, all that. I've done that. I have worked for eBay. I have ran a very successful blog. I worked for a nightlife group and I like restaurant and nightlife group. I worked in fashion for a really, really long time. I've worked in social media, helping companies do that. I have freelanced in writing like research articles for brands. I now have a podcast. I now have a product. Like I have switched parts of my career so many times, but yet I would say like they all really did make a lot of sense and I have carried everything from, you know, one career to the other. But I have like done it and I have absolutely no fear in pivoting whatsoever. There's a ton in business and career that I've done wrong. But one thing I will say that I have like always been, and I want other people to be like this too, is just bullish and willing to like try new things and move into a new career. And I really think like, I was trying to think because someone sent this in, like they're like, can you talk about that? And they specifically talked about my jump from fashion to health, but I'm actually going to talk about like, I'll talk about that a little bit, but something different. I was just thinking like, what is like the best advice I have for that? And there is like a mindset factor, but a really big thing that I think helped me out so much is the concept of overlap. And here's what I mean by that. When you switch out from one career to another, I really think you need this like time period of like graceful transition in which you also have stability, but you're also inching closer towards your career goal of where you want to be at. I think that overlap period is so important, and I think being just super intentional of what that overlap period is going to be is going to make all the difference for you. And I have a story for you that like purpose like that is so perfect for this example of overlap. So I left that online college job. Again, I'm so sorry how I butchered that when I talked about what that was. I left that online college job and I was like, I was about to leave it. And I knew at this time, I really wanted to be in fashion. I didn't want to work retail, but I knew I wanted to be a stylist. I had just started this little fashion blog, but I wasn't like very loud and proud about it yet. You know, it was kind of like my own thing that I would work on my own time. But you know, I've always been super, I love fashion, and still to this day, present day, I still love fashion. I know I'm like scrub-a-lub a lot of times, but you know, I still love fashion. And when I'm doing my best and I'm feeling my happiest, I'm definitely expressing that side of myself more often. When I'm feeling a little bit more like sad or depressed, that side of me doesn't come out as much. But there was, so I still love fashion, but there was a time, you guys, when I like really loved fashion, like it, like, you know how obsessive I am with health and wellness? Like, that was me with fashion. I mean, I would read books cover to cover, any interview I could watch. I just was so obsessed. It was so fun for me. I loved it. I really had a knack for styling people as well, and just like hearing them out, and working with what clothes people already had. I was just like, you know, with my friends, I'd always love to like pick out outfits for them. So, you know, I was like, I want to be in fashion. I really want to be in fashion. But like, how can I make this happen? I, at this point in time, I'm living in San Diego. I have absolutely no connections. I have no experience in fashion other than like my true obsession for it, which I think that does like warrant something. You know, you want someone who's obsessed with the field that they're in. But I had no connections. You know, in order for me to have clients, right, like I need to find people who would actually, who would want to put money towards that, who could afford styling. Because like, you know, affording a personal stylist to actually like come into your home or go shopping for you and all that, like that's like can be expensive, you know. But I had, so it's not like I had people around me, you know, at this time. I think I'm like 23, 24. It's not like I have like a ton of access to people with that kind of money. And I did not want to be in this online job. I was totally, I was just miserable there. And I was like, you know, but I still need an overlap period. In order for me to be successful in fashion, I still need to make an income, all right? I still need stability. Otherwise, if I'm like so worried about money, I'm just not going to be able to be super focused on fashion. That's just going to create this other stress. But I'm not in this online job or this like, you know, college job, whatever, it's not inching me any closer to my fashion. There's no like overlap, right? And so at that point, I was like, I'm going to get into nightlife. I had some friends in nightlife. I was like, you know, if I get in, and there's this one specific restaurant and nightlife group that I really wanted to get into, and I eventually did, but they were very prestigious at this time in San Diego. They like ran all these restaurants, a few nightclubs. The people that would go in and like get bottle service and all that had a ton of money, right? So I was like, that would, you know, that's who I would target to try and style those people. But I really wanted in at that. But here's the thing. Did I want to be doing nightlife? Absolutely not. But I realized that would be really strong overlap. I thought I could be good at it, number one. Number two, like that is just going to automatically put me in front of people who could be potential clients. But also, you know, downtown San Diego, like the only fashion magazine in San Diego at the time was Downtown. I noticed like they would do a lot of things with nightlife, you know, a lot of fashion brands would partner with like nightlife venues and do runway shows and things like that. And I was just like, this is a place where like, yes, it would be work, but I would definitely be able to like inch, you know, further and further towards my career in fashion. And so here's what I did. And I really think like find that overlap area, like what you can do, and use that overlap area to build relationships. If you haven't built relationships yet of where you need to be at, you gotta have that. So I ended up getting hired, and I was doing like VIP work. I was also helping with the creative team. You know, it was definitely work, but I was all of a sudden in front of all these people who could be potential clients, you know. So like I started on the side working with that, and I was always like very upfront. Like everyone in nightlife knew what I was doing. They knew I had a blog. They knew I was super into fashion. I like live, breathe fashion. I would show up to work all the time, just like super decked out in like my favorite outfit. And by the way, at that time and still now, like 90% of my stuff is from Goodwill. Like I am a thrifter for life. I feel like we could do a whole podcast episode on that. But, you know, I just very much like lived it, breathed it. It was very obvious that I was like in fashion, loved it. They would overlap in great ways. Like I would even mention, like sometimes I would get clients that had never been to the nightlife stuff and I would tell them about that, and then they would show up there. Like there was always benefits on both sides. So everyone in nightlife is always fine with me having this like true hustle on the side. And I stayed in nightlife for about 2.5 years. And, you know, and I really just used any of that time, like my social time when I would do anything work-wise. Of course, like uplifting the company in which I worked for. But once it got to like conversation turned to me and what I did and like all that, I would definitely just like take it and tell them all about fashion. Anyone I talked to, I wanted them to like know like, hey, like I'm a stylist, blah, 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 all this stuff. Or I would direct them towards my blog, very like boots on the ground approach. And that period of like overlap was so awesome because it was 2.5 years that I worked in nightlife, and I could have given it up sooner, but it just kept giving more and more and more. And so I just stayed in it. Granted, I was working so much, I was stressed as balls, and it wasn't like, that was not good. Of course, there's never like, you know, I just always want to be very honest about what the picture looked like, right? So if I could go back, I would find a way to do a little bit more like work-life balance, because I was seriously working like 60 hours a week, and that's not good for you, you know? But, oh, and at that time, I will say, I was also just thinking about this. We'll just get into the sponsorship of this episode because it just makes sense. Is so I wish I had Bliss to take before I had to be, because those were 2.5 years when I was more social than I have ever been. And I am such an introvert. And I always say the Bliss by MSW Nutrition, it is SAMe plus TMG. You put it under your tongue. It's a dopamine and serotonin booster. It's incredible. I love it for periods of when I need like a lot of social energy, right? Like periods where I just have to be on, periods where I have to be interacting a ton. And it's not like it's pulling teeth for me to do that, but you know, in moments where like my battery is just drained but I have no choice, I have to be really, really social. I love taking Bliss. I think it's just like, it works for me so well. It gives me a few extra hours of just like oomph, getting it done, feeling great, enjoying it. So I really wish that I had that at the time. I feel like that would have really helped me out. If you want to try Bliss, my code is VioletFog. Check out MSW Nutrition. Their supplements are amazing. It's all methylated. Your body can use it right away. It's incredible. But yeah, so overlap, right? Like that's just, I feel like I've always nailed the overlap, and that was like the best time for me to do that. So for 2.5 years, I did something that I didn't want to do, but it inched me closer to fashion. By the time I left nightlife, I was one of the top stylists in San Diego. I was writing, you know, some stuff for magazines. I was helping out with like runway stuff with Bloomingdale's. Like Bloomingdale's would have these little like runway shows in their stores, but they were these huge big events, and I was part of those. I had a huge client roster in both San Diego and LA. I was even doing like helping with some shoots for commercials and the back end styling. Like I was freaking killing it. But what helped me out is like, I didn't feel this like rush to have to get there right away. It was slow, piece by piece. I built the blocks, and I had the stability of this income coming in from nightlife alongside. So I think like I just did, that was like the best thing I could have done is chosen to work in nightlife to get ahead in fashion for me. So for you, let's say you're like, I want to do this. This is my end goal, but where I'm at right now, like nothing is inching me closer to that. So I would say you have two choices. One, stay at that and just really make it so, you know, those extra hours that you have in the day, make that for your side hustle, right? Or is there another area in which you can jump to be your overlap period, in which maybe it's not what you want to be doing, but something in that arena will get you closer to that thing? You know, like whether it's the people that come in, whether it's what you would be learning about, like what can you do, you know? And if it's a little bit less pay than where you're at now, I would still take it, because if it's still enough to keep you stable, do it, because it's still going to inch you closer to your career. Hopefully it could be the same pay as where you're at now. But really like think about your overlap period, because I think some people, you might have the finances to be able to like quit for 6 months and just go all in on that thing. But I do also think like there's an advantage of, even if you do have the finances saved up to quit in 6 months, just focus on this. I do think like maybe if you did that and you didn't do the overlap thing with this other company, maybe you'd miss out on things that you could learn that would also just help you in your career. So don't be afraid of that overlap period, and however long it takes, you know, do it, choose wisely, You know, there's always opportunities out there. You got to be seeking. You got to put your feelers out. You got to be talking to people all the time about what your goals are and what you want to be doing to keep that dream alive and to just like tell the universe, like, send me opportunities. So always be doing that. I really just think, like, at the end of the day, the biggest reason why I've been able to transition is I've been really good about my overlap periods. I'll even give you another overlap period that I just had. So a little over a year ago, it was seriously one of the worst times of my life. I got diagnosed with my pituitary tumor, and then my site got hijacked, my website. And my website was my big money maker. Like, yes, I was like on social, but when I tell you the work I would put into my website, it was like unreal. And that was where like I really made the most money from brands, because like my SEO was so strong, was so good. You know, writing is my real talent, not like being a social presence, like that's cool, but like writing is my thing. I identify fully as a writer, researcher, reporter, and my site ended up getting hijacked. That's a whole other story. And then all of a sudden I was just like, not only was I depressed, but I had to like obviously make a huge financial like plan and a switch, because I still had my socials, thank God, but I didn't really have, but I didn't have the site. I have the site present day, the site is back up, but it's different than it once was, and it's not my sole focus anymore. But at this time, I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I was like, you know, in the back of my mind for a long time, I had always thought about doing a product for a very, very, and I always thought it was going to be a potion blend. Like that was just like my thing. For a while, I thought it was actually going to be like a food truck in which I served potions, but then, you know, I just wanted to be in that world doing potions in some type of, in some type of way. And I was like, I'm going to need some extra money now, because I can't be making money from brands on my site because it's gone or it's just like fully destroyed. And I want to be here making potions like one day. That's not going to happen overnight, but what can I do? There's still a lot that I had to learn about like superfood blends in like a different way. Like I had done a lot of research for other brands over the years, right? Like I would write research articles for them, and a lot of them would be these superfood blends. But I didn't learn about the superfood blend world, like the business aspect of it. And so I ended up was like, okay, I think it's time for another overlap period for me, because I need to be financially responsible. I need to bring money to the table. So I'm going to take on a full-time job, and I'm going to work for a superfood company. And I am going to learn like the ins and outs of running a business for superfood stuff so that I can end up doing that on my own. Cause I also believe like I came at it too of like, I just want to see the best of the best in superfood blends succeeding. You know, like I don't want to be the only one that people buy from. I just want to be one of the best, and I want to see the ones that care shine. So I really felt like not only would I learn from this company, but I knew I could give a lot. And I knew that there was stuff that I can do to really help them too, because I deeply care as a person. And I had always told like the founder before, I was like, I would love to do a blend one day, and I would always share my potion recipes. You know, like I was always very upfront with what my goals were, right? But that year was extremely valuable for me because I learned a lot about the business, right, of superfood blends. And I was like, and I was able to also like share my talents with this company. It just felt like a really, really nice exchange. But that overlap period, like, listen, did I want to be working for another company doing blend stuff? No. Did I want my own company? Yes. Did I need to still learn a lot? Yes. So it was the perfect overlap company for me. And I still support that brand. I still mention them all the time on stories. It's Shop Karen Berrios. They're amazing. But they're like single serve stuff. You know, they're not really doing blends. But that was a great overlap period for me. I did not want to be doing a full-time job, right? But there was still a ton of stuff that I needed to learn. And then I would give myself that year and then eventually launch my own product. And that's what I did. And it was such a perfect overlap period for me. So I would just say, like, it's never going to be, or I mean, it might be all or nothing. Like I said, if you have all that money saved up and you can do that. But I just think there's so much beauty in that overlap, and I've always been really purposeful on what that overlap is going to be. Another thing I want to say before we go is it's just never too late to switch that career. And I hate that people are like, I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s, like get out of there with that thinking. I just hate when people make their age their cage. That's like the just the dumbest shit in the entire world, for real. I'm very lucky. I grew up with parents who just still think very young. They're in their 70s and 80s, and they're still, like, planning the next 10 years of their life. That is how I will always be, how I want to be, how I think everyone should be. And I would never, like, age really doesn't matter. Like, let's say you found a protein bar that you freaking love, and you find out that the founder is in their 50s, or you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I only want to support a millennial or a Gen Zer, you know? Like, that's just so, that would never happen, you know? Age does not matter. You need to start now. If you want to do something, you can do it. There is space. And we need more stories of people, like, being like, I don't care where I'm at in life, like, I can still achieve this thing. You know what I mean? I love that I'm starting my potion company in my 30s as opposed to my 20s, because I want my success story to be like, yeah, I did it in my 30s. I didn't care, you know? If I was in my 40s, 50s, 60s, I'd still do it. Just do it. For real. Just do it. And also, I want you to, like, another thing, when you transition careers, focus more on, like, not what you want to do, but, like, what you will feel like when you arrive to that successful period. So, like, for me, I said this with potions, especially after in San Diego when I was working 60 hours a week for, like, 2.5, 3 years straight. I'm like, I will never do that again. I was the sickest I've ever been. I had a lot of mental health things going on too, but it's just, you know, everyone who's lived in San Diego enjoyed the beach and all these things, and I was just working all the time. I don't want that to be my life. And I really believe that, like, you know, for some of us who are just really stressed out all the time, and we have a ton of stuff going on, or health things going on, working 60 hours a week to achieve a dream is sometimes just not feasible for us. It's definitely not feasible for me now. I'm in a period of, like, intense healing, and probably will still be for a while. I cannot be working 60 hours a week, but I do still believe that I'm still going to be really successful, and I want to be a story of, like, guess what? I reached this success and I didn't kill myself over it. I still had time for friends and families. Like, yes, I was busy. Yes, I gave it my all. Yes, I worked my ass off, but I didn't kill myself to get there. You know, I just want more stories like that out there, because I just think it's so important. And so many of us have this narrative embedded in us that we have to, like, kill ourselves in order to be super successful. And that's not true. Like, I just want to keep things low stress. I'd actually way rather, you know, extend the time in which it takes me to be at that success mark and make maybe a little bit less money, but my stress is low and I'm doing something right and my purpose is there and it's strong. And I never, like, stray from that path. So I would just say that, like, what do you want to feel like? For me, I want to arrive at that point just feeling low stress, you know, proud of what I'm doing, proud to put that blend in people's hands, breathing deep and just, like, enjoying life and knowing that I've had a great quality of life the whole time working on the potions, even though, yeah, I'm working hard, but again, I'm not, like, slaving away. And so decide that too. I just think that that's really important when you set out on, like, a new career path. So I hope that this really helps you out, or just, like, just fun girl talk anyway. It's just about career stuff, right? The next episode, the bonus episode, so we have a subscription model you can subscribe on Apple for some bonus episodes that I'm doing every single week. So this episode for the bonus app, if you want to subscribe, is going to be advice that I have for first starting out on social. So let's say you're making a career change and you know that social media has to be a big part of that. These are just, like, some first steps for that. And then, you know, even if you're someone that, like, you're not starting out something, but you're just interested in business, or maybe you're, like, always giving advice for business, like, this could be good for you to just to have in your back pocket to give advice to other people. So that will be on the bonus episode. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you back next week. I believe Dan's coming on next week. Woo! But maybe not. We'll see. All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one. I'll see you next week.